Okay, so we're going to read Ruas in Mirtz Hashem. In Mirtz Hashem, we're going to hear Ruas. If not, we'll read it by ourselves. And one of the questions that Mefarshim deal with is why it is that we read Ruas on Chag HaShavuos. And many answers are given. The Shaykh is to David HaMelech, and the Zman of the Ktsir Achitim. It's called Eirin of Geirus, which is learned out from Rus, and the Geirus that Klai Yisrael experienced by Matan Torah. Let's put that question on the table in Mirtz Hashem in the short time that we have. Secondly, Mishnah tells us in Bikurim that the Zman of bringing Bikurim begins by Chag HaShavuos. That what is not allowed to bring Bikurim before Chag HaShavuos. And that Zman of Havas HaBikurim begins by Shavuos and it concludes by Chanukah. We need to try to understand why it is that the Inyan of Bikurim relates to Chag HaShavuos. Ad kadei kach, that the term in which the Torah refers to Chag HaShavuos is Chag HaBikurim, which suggests that there's a very essential link between Chag HaShavuos and the Mitzvah Bikurim, which needs explanation because we don't seem to do any Zechers on Chag HaShavuos to the Mitzvah of Bikurim. Doesn't seem to be alluded to anywhere, and no minhagim seem to represent that, other than the fact that the Torah says, Reishis Bikuri and Marzcha Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha Lo Yisivash El Gedi Bachalei V'imai. So because we have the minhag to eat basar and chalav on Chag HaShavuos within the confines of halacha. That is the minhag. The beginning of that pasuk refers to Bikurim. Reishis Bikurim Masa Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. So it would seem that there's a hint to Bikurim from the minhag of basar and chalav. But what's the essential connection to Chag HaShavuos that it's called Chag HaBikurim? So, let's begin with the following medrash. There's a medrash plia which the Yaakov Ruveni quotes that at the time of Matan Torah, the Torah was given on Har Sinai. Har HaMoria came from its place in Eretz Yisrael to Har Sinai. And it would seem that the Torah was given on Har HaMoria, on Har Sinai. Mefarshim explain various beautiful pshatim and why that is. The Belzer Rebbe's especially work with this medrash very much. And they're shivim panam the Torah. But for this Mahalach HaMetz Hashem, let's try to understand why it is Hashem Yisbarach saw to it that Har HaMoria should be mishtatef in Matan Torah, that it should come and be present in the giving of Torah and Har Sinai. Now, by way of Hakdama, the Mefarshim wonder, you're all familiar with this Chazal, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, so he invited the Ummas to also receive the Torah. And he went to the Bnei Esav and he said to them, would you like to receive the Torah? And they said, what does it say in it? Maksivba loy sirtzach. And then to the Ishmaelim, loy signaim, some say loy sinaf. And to each and every ummah, each one who asked maksivba, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them what it says in it, the Isser, which seemingly was the hardest for them to be makabel. And the Mefarshim wonder, this seems a little bit unfair, that you're coming to the Bnei Esav, and you're saying to them, they're asking, what does it say in it? So you say, Lo Sirtzach. And their response is, that's our whole culture, is Ritzicha. But of course, it's not a Shver Kasha. Because we know that if a person who wants to be Nizgayer says, I'll do everything in the Torah except one mitzvah I can't I can't do. Or even a mitzvah de Rabbanon, which I can't do. So their pasul forgave us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went straight, he went straight to the point. If you can't accept a mitzvah like Sirtzach because it's beyond you, because this is who you are, then you're not fit for Torah. But what we see about Matan Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of us that we should give over to Him that which matters most. That there's something by each and every person which is called His Reishis. And Reishis doesn't mean in Pnimius that which comes first. It means that which is of the best quality to you. We speak about this a lot, that there's a difference between Kamus and Eichus, quality and quantity. And in the world of Niglas HaTorah, in Chitzonius HaTorah, we value quantity. We value numbers. Beroiv Am Hadras Melech. Malchus is an Indian of Chitzonius. And in the world of Chitzonius, we value numbers. But in the world of Pnimius, we value quality. And the higher we go up in the Sphiros, whereas Malchus is of the lowest Sphira, and that has to do with quantity, the highest up is the Keser. Because Ein Melech B'loy Am, what defines the Melech is the Am. But there's only one Keser. And Keser is always Meira on quality. Quality over quantity is an Indian of Pnimius. Many times they go hand in hand. But if you have to differentiate, we value quality over quantity in Pnimius HaTorah. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram Avinu, and he told Avram Avinu, I want you to give me your Yitzchak. As Bincha Asher Ahavta, as Yechidcha Asher Ahavta, as Yitzchak. We spoke going back to Rosh Hashanah this year that the inyan of bringing Yitzchak to the Mizbeach is very interesting, that in the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Mekabel Yitzchak as a Korban. Api Pashtas. If so, what was the purpose of bringing Yitzchak to the Makom HaMizbeach and then taking him down? So we explained that the inyan of bringing Yitzchak to the Makom HaMizbeach was an inyan of Bikurim. And that's why we read Parshas Kisavo right before Rosh Hashanah. Because Kisavo is the mitzvah of Havas HaBikurim. And here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking of Avraham Avinu to bring Yitzchak to the Makom HaMizbeach, not to be makav him, but simply just to place him at the Makom HaMizbeach, that's exactly what the mitzvah Bikurim is. And that the farmer needs to take his first fruits, which is his Bechor, as Bincha, as Yechidcha, Asher Hafta, that which is most precious to him, and to be Meiniachet at the Makom HaMizbeach, and to declare, this belongs to you. And that's exactly what Avraham Avinu did, that he took his Bechor, he took his Reishis Pri Hadamah, and he brought it to the Makom HaMizbeach, and he placed it before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, this belongs to you. This doesn't belong to me. What we see about Rosh Hashanah, and what we see about Rosh Hashanah, and the Makom HaMizbeach, and the Makom of Bikurim, is that a person has to bring his Reishis. And it's appropriate in Rosh Hashanah, which is the Reishis Hashanah, that it's a day where we take our Reishis and we give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this took place on Har HaMeriah. The Akedah takes place on Har HaMeriah, and the Bringing of Bikurim takes place on Har HaMeriah. And with this we can understand the connection to Shavuos, and even the connection to Hanukkah. How so? Because we know, first off, that for every davar reishis, everything which is called a reishis, there's a connection to the Sitra Achron, to the Klipa. The Zohar tells us that the reason why we have to bring every Bechor, every Peter Rechem, has to go to the Kohen, the Zohar says, because every reishis has a shlita of the Sitra Achra, and by bringing it to the Kohen, he's able to remove that klipa which is on the reishis. Why is that? Because we see that if you look at our Avos HaKadoshim, how every single Reishis belonged to the Sitra Achra. That first there was a Yishmael, and that was Psoilus. Then there was a Yitzchak. Then Yitzchak had an Esav, who was a Reishis, and that's Psoilus. And then there was a Yaakov. That's because of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, which was a Chet of Adam HaRishon, which is the Reishis Adam, on Rosh Hashanah, on the Reishis day of the year, that Kilkul created a Pagam in every single Reishis. This is, by the way, why even the first word in the Torah is Bereishis. And Rashi says, on the spot, Pasuk Zu Oymer Darshuni. This Pasuk needs a drush. You can't even read the first Pasuk without having confusion. Look at the Rashi and the Ramban. How do you even teach the first Pasuk? According to some Rishonim, Bereishis Bara Elokim Es Hashemayim Es Aretz is a fragmented sentence. It only connects to the next sentence. It's a broken sentence. The whole Pasuk is Shver. Because every single Reishis is Shver. The Dor HaDeya is very Shver. Everything going on with the Dor HaDeya is bewildering, how such an amazing Dor, which was led by Moshe Rabbeinu, can have such challenges and such difficulties. The Torah is filled with disappointment after disappointment with the Reishis Dor. But that's the Inyan. By every Reishis, there are challenges. And the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Bayis Rishon, was filled with challenges. Chazal say that it lasted 410 years, but only 30 years they didn't worship Avodah Zarah. They did the Reishis Averis. They did Avodah Zarah, Shvichus Damim, and Gilui Arayis. And we can't understand that. How could that be? But we don't understand that every Reishis has challenges. And that's why Avram Avinu, who was the Reishis of the Avos HaKadoshim, he had Asara Nisyonos. Because where there's a Reishis, there's going to be difficulties, like Chazal say, Kol Haschalos Kashos. And kasha is a klipa. Where there's a haschala, where there's a reishis, there's a klipa. And only the kohen, who's bechinas reishis, can peel away that klipa. Rosh Hashanah as well is also a day which is reishis Hashanah. And therefore it's a yom hadin. It's a klipa kasha on Rosh Hashanah. And through the avoida of the shayifah, we're able to be megala and to remove the klipa of Rosh Hashanah, which is called bakesa. Bakesa means there's a covering on Rosh Hashanah. There's an Emes Hadin. But the whole Avaida of Rosh Hashanah is to be Megala, the Pnimius of the Reishis, that it's really good. And the Koyach of that is the Shofar. Take a look at the Reishis giving of the Torah. The first giving of Torah, there's a Chet HaEgel. Very big disappointment. But this Inyan called Rosh Hashanah, which is a very big Or, and Chazal say, "Ladaber Hashem Oiri Zu Rosh Hashanah." Wherever there's an or, the or has a tendency. This is the teva of or, to mispashate in every direction. You can't light a candle and to contain its light only where the candle is being lit. The hechrich, there's going to be a hispash, that's called or, and it's going to go in every single direction. Being that Rosh Hashanah is a day of or, there's a hispashus of the or of Rosh Hashanah to the right and to the left. This is why Bikurim begins with Chag HaShavuos and it ends by Chanukah. Because really it's a Ha'ar of Rosh Hashanah. That since Rosh Hashanah is an Indian of Bikurim, it's an Indian of bringing your Reishis, just like the Akedah which took place on Rosh Hashanah, is that Avram, who's the Reishis, is asked to bring his Reishis to the Mokam HaMikdash to put it by the Mizbech and to give it to the Bari Olam. The Hispashus of that Or going backwards is to Chag HaShavuos. Hence, Shavuos is Chag HaBikurim. Going forward, it's Mispashit to Chanukah, which is really a very big raya to that which the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, that the Or of Rosh Hashanah ends by Ner Chanukah. That the Din of Rosh Hashanah ends by Ner Chanukah. So, Memela, what we see is that there's an Or called Reishis, which is Rosh Hashanah, which goes Lefnai Umeachor. It goes to Chag HaShavuos, and then it goes also to Chanukah. But this helps us understand the connection to Chag HaBikurim. That, and the reason why, going back to our question, why it is that Har HaMoriah was Mishtatif in Har Sinai. Because Har HaMoriah is represented by Rosh Hashanah. And Har Sinai is Inyan of Shavuos. But since the Or of Rosh Hashanah is going back to Shavuos, that means that Har HaMoriah is Mishtatif with Har Sinai. It also explains why it is that the Svarim say, the Torah writes, that Pesach is Avram Avinu, and Yitzchak is Shavuos, and Yaakov is Sukkos. What's the connection between Yitzchak and Shavuos? But since Akedah is called Akedas Yitzchak, and there's a Hispashtus of Rosh Hashanah, which is Akedas Yitzchak, the Chag HaShavuos, so there's an Inyan and there's a Zecher of Chag HaShavuos, of Akedas Yitzchak, the Chag HaShavuos. And that's called Bikurim, Chag HaBikurim. That a person is asked to give his reishis. With this we can understand, going back to our question, we spoke about Har HaMoria coming to Har Sinai, and now we're speaking about Lo Yisirtzach. Why is that Hashem asked that of them? It's asking their reishis. Every single person has to give his reishis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this we can understand the need of Rus, and when we read Rus on Chag HaShavuos. First off, many, many halachas about Geirus are learned out from Rus, and as well by Bikurim. Because the Mishnayos of Bikurim begin by saying that there are two components to Bikurim. There's what's called Mevi V'Koyre, bringing the Bikurim and reciting the Kriya which has to be said. And right off, in the beginning of the first parak, we go into a discussion in Hilchos Bikurim about a ger's being kind of the mitzvah of Bikurim, that a ger is maybe the eno koire. A ger can bring Bikurim, but cannot recite and make a kriya because he can't say Asher Nishba Laveseinu, because he's not from the Zer of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. There's a maybe the eno koire. Many halachas are learned out from about Hilchos Geirus from the parasha Bikurim. Like as we said before, when it comes to reishis, every davar reishis has a klipa kasha which has to be broken. That's true with fruits, but that's true with people, like we know about a bechor which is born, that we have the mitzvah of paterechem, of giving the child and chamisha slayim in exchange to the kohen. That's not just true with people who are born every reishis child to a yiddish mama, but there are neshamas which are scattered throughout the umas ha'olam, which belong to Klal Yisrael, which have to be in his Gair. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael are in Gullis in order to recover all of the neshamas which belong to us that we have to take away from the Gaim from which they fell to. There's two types of Gairim. There are Gairim which actually belong to the Umas HaOlam, but there are Gairim which are neshamas which are belong to us, which would fall into the hands of the Sitrach, which fall into the hands of the Gaim. Rus is that example. Rus is the example of a neshama, which really belongs to Klal Yisrael, which has a very, very difficult klipa, which had to be broken in order to come back. Such a big klipa of that until Boaz was able to darshan, my avi v'lay my avis, that it seemed like these neshamas would be forgotten forever, that they would be shechecha, which is, by the way, why Rus took Shechecha in the field of Boaz. Because she herself was like a neshama of Shechecha. It was a forgotten neshama. And some Amela, her sustenance came from Shechecha. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find in Rosh Hashanah, he makes a whole accounting in Rosh Hashanah of all the neshamas which belong to Klal Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zeicher es HaNishkachos, that he remembers everything which is forgotten. Rosh Hashanah is the day on the Jewish calendar where HaKadosh Baruch Hu atapoiked, that he makes a counting of all the neshamas which belong to Klal Yisrael, which still have to come. And he makes an accounting, and since Rosh Hashanah is a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an accounting of all the neshamas, that all the righteous neshamas which still have to come back, since it's a hispashus of Rosh Hashanah going back to Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaShavuos is a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking, who needs to come? Who am I going to bring in? From the previous year and from the coming year. That it's the lamaisa shebepoil of the neshamas, which are those which have a klipa kasha, which need to come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens the doors to bring them into the fold of Klal Yisrael. So, Mamela, in the same way that the whole Indian of Bikurim is taking fruits which cannot be eaten because they're first fruits and there's a klipa kasha, but you bring them to the makam hamizbeach and you bring them to the kohen, and memela by doing so you're able to peel away that klipa and to invite that pri into Klal Yisrael to be eaten, that it becomes mutter. So too, the whole inyan of Ros is that there's a neshama, there's a pri, which has a very big klipa kasha. And through the parsha of Bikurim, which is the heter, we're able to bring those peiros back into where they belong. The Gemara tells us, kol ha-mevin loiran l'tamil chacham, anybody who brings a gift to a tamil chacham, he's mekayim the mitzvah of Bikurim bizman hazeh. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's still a kiyum of the mitzvahs of Bikurim, which means bringing a doiran to a tamil chacham. That's kiyum of Bikur. In the times of Boaz, Rabbi Isai, there was no Beis HaMikdash. It was only through David that Beis HaMikdash would be built, which is that you see, by the way, through the parsha of Megillas Rus, when and how the Beis HaMikdash would be built, which is through their offspring, through David HaMelech Shu Shlomo. But in the times where there was no Beis HaMikdash, to be Mekayim Bikurim Lemaisa, we see from this parsha of Rus, a kiyum of the mitzvah Bikur. Because since Rus, there was a klipa kasha on this peiri that could not be taken off, what did Nami say? Nami says, go to Boaz. Boaz will be able to remove the klipa and to bring you into Klal Yisrael. This is the Bechina Bikurim called Hamevi Doirin L'Tamid Chacham, which is Boaz. It's Ke'ilu bringing Bikurim. So the story of bringing Rus to Boaz and peeling away the klipa of Lo Yavo Me'avi B'Kahal Hashem, this is the same inyan of taking Rus to Boaz is like bringing Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. And this is the connection to Ha'har Meiriyah, which is the place of bringing neshamas into Klal Yisrael, of taking the Reishis, giving that Reishis to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ha'har Meiriyah and Har Sinai. That's Bikurim by Har Sinai. That's giving your Reishis. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu telling Lumos HaOlam, you can't come in. If you have a problem with like Tzirtzach, you can't give me your Reishis, then you can't come in. And really the Avaida, when we speak Lemaisa, about what is the Avaida of Shavuos leading up to Shavuos? So we think that the Avaida of Shavuos is learning a lot of Torah. Learning a lot of Torah. Staying up all night, learning a lot of Torah. But that's not necessarily so. We read Megillas Rus, and Megillas Rus Chazal say explicitly that we don't learn any halachas. There's no limud at all. No Isra V'Heter, no Tumah V'Taira, nothing that we learn Lamaisa from Megillas Rus. It's not an inyan of limud HaTaira. Of course, the Mefarshim asks, what do you mean? We learn other things. We learn Hilchas Geira seemingly in the inyan of Yibum, B'chule, B'chule. But Pashas from the Lashon of Chazal, there's no inyan of limud. What we see about Kabbalah HaTaira, and what we see about Megillas Rus and the inyan of Bikurim, is that there's a Hispashas of Rosh Hashanah, which is taking place, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, to give Him our Reishis. That if there's something which is Reishis to us, that we feel like it's very hard for us to let go of in our lives, something which has a very big klipa kasha about that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to give that to me. I want you to give that to me. And that's an expression, be'emes, be'emes, of Kabbalah Samach HaShemai. That's what Nasa V'Nishma means. The Nakuda of Nasa V'Nishma means that we don't need to know what it means. We're willing to do. It's a sincere Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, I want Yitzhak. Avraham didn't sit there clarifying, should I not? What is this all about? Avraham Avinu said, Nasa V'Nishma. And that's the presence of Har Meiriyah and Har Sinai. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to give Reishis. He wants us to be people who are people of Bikurim. And when we're people of Bikurim, it makes a makom that the Torah should be chal on. It should be chal on. And that's why Yom Kippur is a Luchos Shnios. Luchos Shnios means giving of Torah again. But you can't have Luchos Shnios without Rosh Hashanah first. Because there has to be a Har HaMeiriyah present. But if there's no Har HaMeiriyah, if there's no person giving his Reishis, then there can't be a Matan Torah on Yom Kippur either. That whether it's Yom Kippur, which is a Luchos Shnios, or going back to Shavuos, we find the presence of Har HaMeiriyah there, which is an inyan of Bikurim, which is Rus, which is the giving of our Reishis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should have the Siyata Deshmaya, as the days are coming close, then the tzchus of Sfiras HaOmer, which is really what counting is, right? Counting up with anticipation. Sfiras HaOmer, in a mysterious spiritual way, allows us and conditions us to be able to do that. It's like, Be'emes, you can say, you call it a skula, call it whatever you want. But there's no rhyme or reason why counting is a hachana for giving Torah. But what the counting means, what this process does, the sphere does, is that it's working out our midos, it's working out our chesed, our gevura, our tiferes, and our netzach, everything which is, all the things about ourselves and our midos, which we refuse to let up on and to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sfiras HaOmer in a mysterious way does that. So when we come to Har Sinai and Hashem says, we say, Nasa v'nishma, Hashem, mi gila l'bonei roseh? Who told the secret of Nasa v'nishma to my people? The answer is Sfiras HaOmer. We just don't know how deep Sfiras HaOmer is. We're going through the process right now, every single day, of conditioning ourselves to be people of Nasa v'nishma, of giving our reishis to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when we give our reishis to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that unlocks the doors that all the neshamas, which are reishis neshamas, which are the very big neshamas like Ruas, which need to come back, that the Geula is waiting on, it opens those doors. Pitachta l'maseirai, David HaMelech says. You open up the doors to bring back the neshamas which you've been waiting for. So in the schos of our avodah, and our working towards a sincere kabbalah, satayra, nasa v'nishma, we should bezeicha, that all the forgotten neshamas, all the shechachas, should have a zechira once again, and we should bezeicha to make a true, meaningful kabbalah satayra, and to be makamu p'nei m'shech, to with all the neshamas of Klai Yisrael, and have a amen.
Amen. Shkoyach.